Get up out of bed. Get up. Get up with Tim and Jess. Hit CQ.
Good morning. It's Tim and Jess on Hit CQ. Just gone 2 minutes past 6 a.m. live around central Queensland. Still another 3 hours of the show to go.
Yeah, and Tim, we are in July, so why not celebrate Christmas in July?
Yes.
We love giving presents here on Hit CQ.
Yeah. Why only have one day of the year in December when you can have 31 in the middle of the year? That sounds like smart logic to me.
And look, randomly throughout July, we will be giving away $100 prizes.
That's right.
Today, thanks to the Heritage Hotel.
Yeah, very excited to give someone that opportunity a little bit later on in the show. Also, Jess, we want to talk about marriages and marriage pacts.
Yes.
That you make when you're young, foolish and alone.
One of those things that's like, oh, I don't want to date you right now.
No.
But if we're both single by the time we're 40, then let's get married.
Essentially, it's like, I'll settle in 2025 if I'm still sad and alone. And I think it's a very interesting concept.
Have you got one?
No.
Really?
Not that I can remember.
Yeah. I absolutely thought you would have had one. You're
really
sad and pathetic like that.
I was, but I also didn't have a lot of friends to make packs with.
That's
my breakdown. But hey, we can focus on my insecurities all morning long, but we've got to move on.
Let's focus on my insecurities after 7 o'clock because I want to talk about things that you can't look cool doing.
No.
Which I'm doing a lot of at the moment.
Yes. We went to the local pool yesterday and there was just a lot going on. And we need to discuss
I've never felt cooler.
You've definitely looked cooler, but we'll discuss that later on. But Jess, what's coming up next, mate?
I want to talk about a time traveler, Tim. I know you think the time traveler is an absolute bogus, but this time traveler from 2030 shows a video from Las Vegas in the year 2120.
A lot of that math doesn't make up, mate.
No, it's 100 years' time. He's got a video to show us.
All right.
I'll tell you about it up next.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Tim, I know you don't believe in time travel.
Well, it's not that I don't believe in it. I just know scientifically and physically that it's not possible, okay?
I mean, that's what you say with your non-scientific brain.
No,
maybe we're just not advanced enough yet to have time travel.
All right.
A time traveler from the year 2030...
Okay.
Has come back to 2018.
So 12 years away.
Yes. To show us what the world looks like in the year 2120.
So he's going backwards and forwards. Before we move
back
on,
to the future.
The reason time travel doesn't exist is because you can never actually time travel, because to do time travel, your cells and your particles have to separate and reform. That means that's not you coming back.
Oh, science, whatever. It happened.
Oh, the rage.
The year 2120.
That's a fair while away.
Is 100 years away.
Yeah.
And he's got a video in this video. So he's filming himself with this camera and he said, I've got footage on my phone from when I traveled to 100 years away.
Yep.
And this is where I saw. And here's a little snippet from the video of him describing what he's looking at.
If any of you want to know the city that this is, it is Las Vegas, Nevada. These red clouds are global warming.
So global warming's an issue in
the
future.
He's got his face pixelated and his voice altered so that he can maintain his privacy.
Sure. Also, he can maintain his BS.
A lot of people are calling it BS because the video itself is like still footage and it shows like it almost looks like Futurama. And there's like planes flying, but they're like flying cars.
If time travel did exist, I think we would know, because someone would have abused the power somewhere in the future, come back and stopped a whole bunch of things
but
from happening.
But we wouldn't have known because we're in the timeline that where things haven't changed.
No, because if time...
That's how the timelines
work.
If someone invents
time travel...
Yes.
Time travel has nothing to do with parallel universes. Time travel, if it exists, whether it was 20 years ago or 5,000 years in the future, technically, they should be able to come back here. So why wouldn't they? And stop all the terrible things that are happening right now.
Nah. Yeah.
Oh, sorry, your scientific response has stumped me yet again.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
I thought I heard some rumours, and it's confirmed this morning. I want to take you back to your young childhood, Jessica. I think people our age are going to really resonate with this.
Right.
It's just been confirmed. Channel 10's Sports Tonight is going to be returning July 15.
What's that show?
You don't remember Sports Tonight?
No,
it
had a life.
It was the Channel 10 nightly sports show.
Right.
It's being brought back. It used to be the best thing. It would be like before you could watch the cricket from like a cave when streaming didn't exist, Sports Tonight was how you followed every sport in the history of the world.
Why do we need it?
Because it's nostalgic.
Why are they bringing it back?
I don't know. New contracts.
You know what they should bring back? Agro's Cartoon Connection. That guy was great.
Mate. We are different people.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au. One, two,
three. Biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland. And Tim, new warnings have come for those big inflatables that everyone likes to use at the pool and at the beach.
Is this these giant, like unicorn, crocodile,
flamingos? Yeah.
It's like a little, it's essentially like bigger than an outdoor above ground pool.
Yes, there's warnings. I mean, you can get smaller ones as well. But there's warnings to say, guys, let's not use inflatables in the ocean.
Yes.
Because yesterday a Coast Guard had to rescue some beachgoers because their inflatable unicorn dragged them hundreds of meters from the beach.
Oh, no.
And it's easy, like, when you're sitting on one, because I know we have, like, a little inflatable raft that we always take down to the beach every Christmas, and you can be sitting on it, and then next minute, you're really far out from the beach, and I'm calling for Dad to come swim and rescue me.
No. See, this is the thing. As a former beach lifeguard back in my heyday...
Oh, okay. You've got to drop that one in.
Well... If you want me to be able to contribute to the story, absolutely.
All right, sorry.
This is one of the pet hates. You see a whole bunch of people go up on an inflatable mattress.
A mattress?
And they're right in the middle of a rip. All right, I'll get the rope and the paddleboard. I'll be back in a second.
Really?
People just don't get it. People that aren't familiar with the beaches they're going to don't know these
maybe
things.
Maybe save the cute inflatables for Instagram and your pool.
They're not official flotation devices. No. Don't use them.
Great for an Instagram shot, though.
Because you got to think about it. If you're getting rescued by a lifeguard, that's taking them away from doing something that is meant to be their job of actually taking care of people that are in the water, not floating around on a giant unicorn.
So take care. I know that we're still in the depths of winter at the moment, but beach season is only like a few weeks away, I'm assuming.
A few days away. Friday should be back, you know.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Yesterday we brought you the story of tragic news out of Japan. An octopus had successfully been predicting World Cup games over in Russia for the soccer at the moment. And after 3 from 3, before Japan was timely eliminated from the World Cup, the octopus was chopped up into calamari.
Yes.
It's a tragic tale.
It's the reason Japan lost, in my eyes. If they had kept that octopus alive, as delicious as calamari is, Tim, then perhaps Japan could have won the World Cup.
It was an untimely end for Rabiot, the World Cup predicting octopus, and I'm super sorry because I have more bad news.
Oh, Tim.
This country may not be in the World Cup, but a cat named Badna in China has... Has over the last few weeks predicted 6 out of 6 World Cup games. Very similar to the octopus. They put 3 bowls in front of it, win, loss, draw. 6 out of 6.
Oh, my God.
Early Sunday morning.
No.
Badanar's owner noticed that...
Excuse me?
Badanar's owner noticed that he was a bit strange. Breathing, interesting... And they took him to the vet in China. Unfortunately, Badana, the ginger cat, he was admitted to hospital. He had paralysis of his hind legs.
What?
And unfortunately passed away in the early hours of Monday morning.
So, I mean, who have we got left him?
Well, Gary the Goat from the 2006 World Cup, I assume he's long gone. It's terrible news to hear that these successful World Cup prediction animals are going on to the next stage of their life, which I assume is, I don't know. I don't know what happens to animals after they pass away. But
do you know what all this means, Tim?
What does this mean?
You're going to have to step up. Remy's got to become the next predicting animal.
Bad things comes in 3, and you are not recommending my dog to be the third animal as a World Cup predictor.
I didn't say that she had to come to a timely end. I just said she needs to step up and start predicting.
Yes, we've just talked about 2 animals dying from doing this, and you're like, you know what? Your dog. You're right.
Step up, Tim.
I'm genuinely upset.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Australia is going through a bit of a crisis at the moment.
Mm.
Crisis, singular. A loneliness crisis.
Aww.
So if you're listening right now, sorry, and you're probably listening alone, because statistics are showing that compared to 2005, when an Aussies on average had 6.4 friends they would consider close friends.
Right.
Australians in 2018 have 3.9 close friends.
3.9.
So it's gone down a fair bit.
So about four people in your life.
About four people in your life that you would consider like a best mate kind of situation. Also, shows 15% of men have no close friends outside of their long-term relationship compared to 8% of women.
Wow.
Very alarming statistics.
That is so sad.
Obviously, it's kind of going at that. Oh, see, I even disagree that statistics can be blurry, right?
Right.
I've always been of the opinion whether you have one close friend or 50 close friends, it doesn't matter what the number is unless you're comfortable with it. As long as you're comfortable, like, I've only got three mates that I consider best mates, that's fine for me.
Did I make that list?
No, that wasn't my example. Like, I'm trying to think. I can't think of how many close friends I have.
Good save.
Mate.
Maybe I'm just throwing it around fast and loose with who I call a best mate.
You do. I honestly think you throw around the term best friend because I'll overhear you talking. So I'll be like, yeah, my best mate so-and-so. My best mate so-and-so. And you're going through about 10 different people.
I reckon I have
about 10. I think
you made my list, how dare you?
I think you can only have one best mate.
Oh, shut up, you cannot.
Maybe two maximum.
Nah, you can have several best mates.
No, you cannot. Several. What is this? Because then you have to scale your best mates. Like, that's my best mate.
All right. Oh, Who's your best mate, Tim?
Nick.
Really?
My friend Nick, absolutely, hands down. Friends
since
we were kids.
What about your friend Pat?
Yeah, he's second.
Does he know he's second?
Absolutely. I think he'd be surprised to know that he was second. I think he thinks he's about 50th, the way we speak to each other. But it is serious. Like, loneliness is clearly increasing. And unfortunately, the loneliest generation is Generation Z. So adults that are age 22 and below right now. So people under the age of 22 are going to be the loneliest generation.
That's so sad. Is it because of the Instagrams and the Facebooks?
I didn't want to bring up the socials, but socials are playing a large part, unfortunately. So get off your phone. And hug your mates. It's Tim and Jess on Hits.
Sorry, Pat.
Yeah.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hits.
I might be throwing some grenades here, but I feel like these grenades are just and worthy.
They never are, but go on.
Because yesterday you invited me to the pool.
Yes.
You're doing some rehab for your knee at the moment.
Well, my ACL reconstruction surgery is on Monday, so I'm just trying to make sure that everything's all in place.
Nice and strong.
Got to make sure your knee's strong, and the best place to do it is in the pool, Tim.
That's right. And so you're in the 1 metre pool just having a bit of a walk because obviously the water helps with the rehabilitation, and that's completely fine. Rehabilitation, in my opinion, is cool.
Yes.
What's not cool? Kickboards. And you didn't use a kickboard. But I could see your mind looking and thinking, you're like, maybe I should have a bit of a kick.
I said to you and your girlfriend, I said, I need to buy a kickboard because no, because my physio has given me exercises to do in the water that involve the kickboard. So I have to like push it out in the water.
Jess, I know rehabilitation in your health is priority, but at what cost? Because kickboards aren't cool, my friend.
Yeah. Nothing about doing your ACL is cool.
No, and in the same breath. Pool noodles, not cool. You can't be riding a pool noodle and look cool. It's not a cool thing. Using a kickboard and a pool noodle, Chris Pratt could be using it. Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie, Jennifer Lawrence, they're not going to look cool.
I don't know. I reckon they could pull it off.
Actually, you know what? A lot of things that I'm thinking of are revolving around swimming. And I apologize for swimmers out there.
Swimming caps. Yeah.
Goggles.
Goggles
flippers.
Are the worst. Flippers
I'm sorry.
Flippers can be cool.
When I see my dad walking backwards towards the beach so he doesn't trip over the flip. You're right. I think, what a cool dude.
Can I add my new ACL brace to the not cool list?
No, I think your ACL, your knee brace is cool.
Do you know
cool.
what my mum described me as? She said, when I'm working around with the brace, it looks like I've accidentally gone number twos in my pants and I'm trying to make it to the bathroom.
Your mum is a lovely woman.
But I don't think that's the coolest image you can conjure up.
But on 13, 12, 16... Give us a call. What are things you can't look cool doing?
Mm.
Like I would say wearing a visor. Again.
No, see, tennis players can pull off visors.
I disagree. Rafael Nadal is a good-looking SOB and he wears headbands and visors. Not cool. absolutely not cool. There's a whole world of things that don't make you look cool.
Razor scooters. No one looks cool rolling around. You skateboard past someone, you're like, ooh, that guy's cool.
Cool guy.
The razor scooter.
Ooh, no friends.
He's going to hurt his ankles.
There's never a gang of razor scooters.
I've seen gangs of razor scooters. The least cool thing you've ever seen.
Everyone's ankles around just trembling in fear for getting hit. But 13, 12, 16, give us a call. Things you can't look cool doing, let us know. I will continue to throw grenades until someone can find me a just reason to not do so because...
So far you've been accurate.
I still stand by my theory that no matter who you are or how cool you think you are, you'll never look cool using a kickboard at a swimming pool. it's science.
Five-year-olds look cute. Like,
yeah, not cool. Not cool. It's true. Anyone above the age of eight using a kickboard is either not cool or injured somehow and recovering.
Well, of course, this is why it all came up. I'm in rehab at the moment for my ACL, and my physio has requested that I use a kickboard for certain exercises.
I think health and rehabilitation, that's cool.
Mm.
Adding a kickboard to it brings it back down to a pathetic level.
You drew the line at pool noodles as well.
What grown human uses a pool noodle besides trying to hit their friends in the pool with it? Tell me. That's cool. Using it to float.
I do not, condone cool. this, kids.
Not cool at all. So on 13, 12, 16, have been asking, what are things you can't do by looking cool? Sorry, no. Things you can't look cool doing. My brain.
You didn't look cool just then, mate.
No, my brain absolutely shut down. We've had Knackers. He's from Florida, calling from Central Queensland at the moment, though. Knackers, what's something you can't look cool doing?
Oh, you can't look cool working on a sweet potato farm.
Working on a sweet potato farm.
Knackers, you sound like you're talking Knackers. From personal experience, mate.
Why can't you look cool working on a sweet potato farm, mate?
Man, because you get covered in red dirt and it's real crap, you know? It's not good.
To be honest, mate, I really appreciate your call because I never expected this. But now that you've got me thinking about working at a sweet potato farm.
It makes me not want to work at one.
You're
Knackers.
Absolutely right.
So
obviously, like, did it affect your reputation working at a sweet potato farm, do you think, Knackers?
You know, I never really had a reputation before this anyway, so I don't know.
I mean, how I feel about going to the pool, Knackers. Yes. Like, I've never been cool anyway, so who cares? Let me get my kickboard.
I was going to say, Knackers, if you're not really aware of your reputation, then maybe working at the sweet potato farm wasn't the best idea at start, but I'm assuming it's for visa purposes. So, mate, we wish you the best. Thank you very much for your call.
Yeah, thank you so much. Guys, have a great day.
Oh, we will have a great day. You too, Knackers.
You know what? I thank Knackers for his service because I eat enough sweet potato for like a village.
I was
going to
say, we understand that it's tough work, but mate, it's God's work.
Delicious.
Exactly.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
Joined now by our Hollywood Entertainment reporter, Dean McCarthy. And Dean, Christina Aguilera has been dropped from her record label.
That is the word on the street in Hollywood. Now, some people have been saying to today, did she even have a record label? She didn't even know she still had one. I know, that's shady. Here's what's happened. You know, she just released her first song, single and music video in 6 years recently. It has very much underperformed, to put it nicely. And the rumour is that she's being dropped from her record label. But let me just say this, if she's listening online, one word to you, glitter. Let's remember when Mariah Carey got dropped for Glitter and she came back with her most successful album of all time.
True.
So there's still hope for Christina left. There's
Sorry,
still hope.
I thought that was your advice.
Just cover
just
yourself in
cover
glitter.
Cover yourself in glitter. Bedazzle yourself, you never know. It's like crows. People find shiny things interesting. But
it worked for Kesha.
It did work for Kesha. You're right, Dean. Shirley just released some new music, so clearly it mustn't be going that well at all if they're just absolutely like cutting the head off the snake right there.
True.
All right, well, hopefully she can get back on her feet, or if not, I don't think it's the biggest loss. She had her run.
She's got millions of bucks. She's fine.
Yeah, she's fine. Well, all right, we'll chat to you tomorrow, Dino.
Bye, guys.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
Tim, 13, 12, 16, we want to hear if you've got a marriage pact with one of your friends.
A marriage pact, I believe, is when you are young, single, and bored.
Yes.
A lot can happen with those three things happening, and I think a marriage pact is one of the worst outcomes.
It's something you say to someone, you go, right, if both of us are single by the time we're 50, we marry each other.
Yeah.
We're each other's companion.
I would say one in five people has a marriage
pact. It's almost very sweet and a big insult at the same time. It's like, I really like you, but I want to see what else is out there first.
You are literally not even just a second backup. You are an infinite amount of backups until I give up.
If I scour the earth for the next 30 years and don't find anyone, you're my buddy.
Now, I was mildly insulted when you were surprised that I don't have a marriage pact.
You have a very close female friend, and I just assumed that you and that female friend
My friend Ali from high school.
I assumed that you guys would have a marriage pact because you guys are best mates.
I love her
to death. It makes sense.
I love her to death, but I don't think I could ever be with her. I love her to death, but my word, no, absolutely not.
You're just throwing stones at all your friends today.
Just because just because a girl's friends with a guy doesn't mean they have to like each other.
No,
this isn't primary school, bro.
I'm just saying that it would make sense for you guys to be each other's pact.
No.
Your backup.
My pact, hopefully, will be with my current girlfriend, pact will be in the form of an engagement. Who knows? I don't. Just chill, everybody.
Two high school sweethearts. They broke up in high school and said, you know what, no, let's stay really close friends. And for years and years, they stayed very close in contact. So, like, she got married, he got married, they both had kids of their own, met up at the high school reunion, and she turned to her friend and ex-boyfriend and said, you know, if we're still single by we're 50, at that point they had both split up with their partners, then let's get married.
Sure.
Lo and behold, 50th birthday's come around. And 37 years after they first dated,
back together.
They are not only back together, Tim, they got married.
Well, it's in the contract. So it's got to happen, I guess. But so what? They didn't leave their partners for this pact?
It just so happened circumstances found them both single at 50 and they went, well, we made a joke about it.
Yep.
Let's make it a reality. Let's actually get married.
We did a spit shake, so there's something there that we've got to do.
It's almost a beautiful love story. Like, I kind of like it. I wish I had a marriage pact with someone.
Look, you're right. You've got to look at the positive of it because, obviously, there is a little bit of patheticness that is attached to it.
All right.
But that's okay. But I would like to find someone that has a marriage pact.
Yeah.
And the ultimate white buffalo moment would be if we get someone that is married to their marriage pact right now.
Oh, yes. Or someone that wants to be my marriage pact. I'm happy to take that call too.
Mate, how many different people are we asking to call us right now? All right, 13, 12, 16.
Do you have a marriage pact?
Do you have a marriage pact? I want every different version of it. Let us know. 13, 12, 16. Give us a call. We want to find one. We need to find one. We will find one. 13, 12, 16. Give us a call if you're having a marriage pact. It's Tim and Jess.
Tim, we're talking on 13, 12, 16. Do you have a marriage pact with someone?
Yeah, a marriage pact is when you are sad, young and lonely and you...
It's supposed to be a nice thing and you're making it sound really pathetic. It's when you and a mate make a pact, all right, when we turn 40, when we turn 50, if we're still single, we will marry each other.
It's the most insulting compliment that you'll ever get in your life.
It's the ultimate backup.
I honestly think that... And I'm lucky that I don't have one. Do you have a marriage pact, Jess?
No. I'm trying to think back. Like, I may have when I was, like, 13, but I don't think I speak to this person anymore.
That's probably a good thing. But when you're 50, you're going to have to because it's law now because you made the marriage pact. But we have been asking because I want to find one, whether it's I've made a marriage pact and I'm waiting. I have my marriage pact in action right now, legally.
Jess, I want to be your marriage pact.
Yes, even Jess, if we get one for you right now on 13, 12, 16, keep calling if you want to be Jess's marriage pact. We'll put it down on paper. We'll write a contract up. But we've had Amanda call through from Grace Mirror on 13, 12, 16. Amanda, please tell me, do you have a marriage pact?
Yeah, I actually made a pact with my husband when we were about 18.
We've got one. Amanda, how old did you say you had to be? 30, 40? I don't want to ask how old you are.
Careful.
We said 40.
Yeah.
I'm actually 38.
Oh! So you got married early.
Yeah, we actually got together when I was about 32.
Right. Okay. You were like, I don't want to wait another 8 years. No. Let's make this happen now.
Yeah, well, we did say, like, you know, by the time we're 40, if we're not... Like, this was when we were younger, when we weren't together. We said, if we're not married by 40, we'll get married.
Amanda, you started dating again, did that come up in conversation or like, oh, well, we made that pact, we might as well... Like, obviously you had feelings for each other, but was it brought up as like that, well, we've got to?
Yeah, because we were actually mates at the time. We never got together until I was, in my early 30s.
Oh, my God. So beautiful.
That's incredible.
You give me hope, Amanda. You give me so much hope. Yes. I need to find a packed person.
I was going to say, Amanda, do you have any mates for Jess? I know they might be a bit older than her, but anything will do at this point.
Yeah, probably a bit old. Sorry, Jess.
How dare you? Anything will do at this point.
Hey, that's all right. Sorry, everybody. Thanks for your call, Amanda.
No worries.
We also got a message through on our Instagram. Just search for HitCQ. Danielle said, I had a marriage pact with my best mate. His dad was the doctor that delivered me when I was born, so we'd known each other our whole lives. Oh. We always said if we weren't married by the time we turned 30, we would get married to each other. Anyway, when he turned 30, she became a valid celebrant and married him to his current wife.
Well, I guess technically.
She did marry him.
They were both involved in a wedding.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on HIT.
The code word today for your family vacation in Harvey Bay with me, Harvey, the Whispering Whale, is family.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on HIT.
Joining us on the phone right now, someone we've been very excited to get on the show for a very long time. Her name is Margaret Strelo. She is the mayor of Rockhampton. There's so much going on around central Queensland. We're very lucky to be speaking to her. Thank you very much for joining us. Mrs. Mayor Margaret Strelo.
Oh, my favourite topic, talking about our community.
That's good.
Well, I mean, the Rockhampton River Festival is coming up on the 13th of July. It's bringing music, arts, culture, food, all my favourite things right here to central Queensland. I mean, 4 years since the council started this event, how are you feeling about this year?
Oh, look, it's going to be fabulous. Of course, we've got the new Riverside finished this year, so it's our first year to really spread out and use those new great spaces. And we've kind of got into a bit of a flow now about what a River Festival is like, how to make the best of it, and most people clear their diaries and plan to be there for the whole weekend.
Well, it seems like an incredible event. And how important is River Festival to the city of Rockhampton?
Actually, the first couple of years I explained it as this is our marketing budget, because River Festival has done two things. It's helped us to fall in love with our amazing city again, but it's also given us a chance to show the rest of the world how beautiful our buildings and our river can be. We deliberately dress the spaces, so Facebook and Instagram photos dominate for the weekend and really push our message out right around Australia.
Yeah, and look, it is a jam-packed weekend, Margaret. You can pretty much lock yourself in from 3 p.m. on Friday until 3:30 on Sunday, and there's always something to do. Something that really caught my eye was the Luminarium. It's travelled all over the world, and now we finally get it here in Rockhampton. Can you explain to everyone what the Luminarium is?
Oh, and this was something I've been trying to get to River Festival for the last 3 years. Now, the organisers don't like me explaining it this way, but this is my words.
I was going to say, we're interviewing you, not them, so the floor's yours, Margaret.
Imagine a giant sort of jumping castle type thing, a blow-up castle that is the size of a football field, and it's a maze inside. And there are LED-coloured lights, and the colour of the fabric as well that create this sense of light and colour as you move through it, and some gentle sounds as well. So it's a place to just, you know, really have all that full sensory experience. It should be a ton of fun. It has been around the world. Some people may have seen it also down at the Gold Coast for the Commonwealth Games, but now it's here in Rocky.
It's an Instagrammer's dream, Margaret. It seriously looks very cool.
Well, we're very excited to have that and so many other things in arts, culture, music coming to Rockhampton for River Festival, 13th to the 15th of July. We really appreciate speaking to you. Thank you, Mayor Margaret Strelo there.
See you at the festival.
You can check out the full program for the River Festival on our Facebook page. Just search for HIT Central Queensland.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on HIT.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
The biggest trending stories across Australia and Central Queensland. And Tim, the Australian Red Cross blood donation service are asking people to roll up their sleeves now and get donating, because we've had a bit of a shortage, in particular of O negative.
Now, I'm not aware, and I feel like I wouldn't be alone here, I'm not aware of my blood type. The last two times I've gone to give blood, I've either been tattooed too recently.
Right.
Or unwell too recently. So I keep getting knocked back properly. That's within their absolute right. So I understand that.
And this is a lot of a thing that a lot of people think that they can't donate. But if you head to donateblood.com.au, you can find out whether you're eligible or not. And then once you go to donate blood, they actually tell you what blood type you are. So you don't have to know before you go in. You just go donate your blood and then they'll tell you. So for me, I'm B positive. So,
is that rare? Are you rare?
No, I'm quite common, which means that classic. I can give plasma as well. Hey. So instead of donating blood, I donate plasma now instead, which helps save 8 lives every time you donate.
Damn.
So it's a matter of just going, getting it done the first time, figuring out what you can donate, and especially if you know that you're O negative, they are very low in supply at the moment, and they need at least 40 people in the next few days to open up and donate.
It only takes about 45 minutes to save a life.
Mm.
Go and check it out at the Red Cross. They're absolutely incredible.
Worried about having recently had a flu shot, then don't worry about that. You can donate with a flu shot. I did only a couple of weeks ago.
Very nice.
So, yeah, head to our Facebook page and our website, hit.com.au. You'll find a link there on where you can book in an appointment and find out if you're eligible.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
Just a little nugget of info before we do head off for the day, Jess. Job interviews are a big part of everyday life for people that are trying to get jobs. And obviously, it's a stressful situation. You try and prepare as much as you can to the questions that the employer could be asking you.
But also, like, I went through a lot of jobs before I was in radio that I was very underqualified for.
Well, isn't the point? If you, like, I think it's almost good to hire someone underqualified because then they get to at least learn something compared to someone that already knows it.
It's bad when they give you the job and you don't know what you're doing.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely not completely skilled at Microsoft Excel one bit. But Japan is leading a new wave of interview questions that are being banned by the government, so employers literally can't ask these questions to people at job interviews.
Okay.
Because they think if it has nothing to do with the job, you shouldn't be able to ask these questions.
Well, that's fair.
I'll just read through a few because I think some of them are pretty good. And
so
we
if they've banned these, it means that they have been being asked.
They have been consistent questions in Japanese job interviews. So, for example, which newspaper do you read? Because obviously that can...
Really?
In larger cities where there's multiple newspapers, it kind of, that's a very political thing. Are you a member of any groups or organisations? What do you think of Marxism?
What?
Do you want to get married one day? What political party is closest to your way of thinking? Are you a Buddhist? What kind of car do you drive? Are you an only child? What kind of work do your parents do and where were you born? These are questions that have all been banned.
What would having being an only child have to do with anything in the job?
Mate, obviously it's causing tension in businesses in Japan. And I think some of these are great. Because, like, technically, I've never been asked any of these questions. So necessarily I don't think a ban is needed.
Mm.
But it also, I feel like if you knew for a stone-cold fact that you weren't going to get to ask these questions, you don't have to think about, oh, what if they find out I'm from Tasmania? That's not good.
To be fair,
I can't stress enough that I'm not from Tasmania.
When we went for this job interview, I said, oh, I read the morning bulletin. They were like... I don't know about that.
No, we need the Observer up in here. Come on, mate. Gladstone News all the way. But so if that helps you at all, getting if you got a job interview today, good luck. And if they ask these questions, just say, in Japan, you have dishonoured me.
Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on Hit.